body is taken to the undertaker and then to the church, and there is a service.
Service.
The cemetery. And you mean take the church and then the cemetery?
Uh-huh. The body are put in a...
Well, sometimes they're put in the vault, sometimes they're put in the coffin.
And a person will wear black to show that he
used to wear, they used to do it more than they do now. The women used to always wear black, and the men used to wear black.
What was this
arm
called?
Arm bands on their arm.
Was this called something special?
Well, we only just call them arm bands.
No, I mean the practice of doing this.
Well, now you, of course you could sometimes, you know, and bury them first, but you'd wear them as shrouds. Instead of the regular clothes, you'd get those shrouds in.
This business of wearing black, was that called being in mourning?
Mourning, and they did more of it then than they do now, sir.
What were some diseases around here? Was there trouble with the joints where people would have?
Oh, you think the most dreaded disease in an early day around the country, you know, is either diphtheria or smallpox or something like that, you know. Because they didn't have cures for those things, you know. They used to have the pest houses, you know, they came out to put on those pest houses. They were by the quarantine. Well, then I was just a boy when they come out with vaccination for smallpox. Well, of course, as quick as our doctor went to recommend his vaccination, they had to be vaccinated, you see. They all got vaccinated.
It was a good plan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Pretty progressive, too, when you were a boy.
Yeah. Well, I think possibly I had the smallpox when I was... was back in 1922, well, no, it was 21, when I was, right when I was fresh. But I didn't have it very bad. I only had a few, places break out on me. So I imagine the vaccination run out, but it didn't help. But one broke out in his eye, and I lost the sight of his eye.
Oh, even though you've been vaccinated, huh?
I haven't had a sight in his eyes since about 22.
Do they have that disease here where the patient turned yellow?
Yellow junk?
Uh-huh. Yeah. What was that one called when there was a sharp pain in the right side?
Well, before they learned appendicitis, they call it a bellyache or something else.
They have rheumatism, or?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of rheumatism.
How about that one where the joints in the hand just...
Yeah, you take the I had enough of it. His joints all swelled up, you know. Painful, you know, it's just a pain. And is not any cure for it, I don't think, yet.
No. Is that rheumatism or arthritis?
Arthritis, rheumatism. Arthritis, rheumatism, all those same thing.
What do you call it when you eat something that doesn't agree with you? It goes round and round and you're afraid you're not going to be able to hold it down.
I don't know, just say my stomach's upset. I'm afraid it's going to turn over pretty soon.
Uh-huh. When you were a boy...
Back then, when I was a kid, I used to have a lot of trouble with my stomach, but I could vomit easy.
Uh-huh.
And I'd just go vomit it up, then I'd get all right.
That's the way I was.